Klingon word from the word.
Jich shach dach joka pledge widge roch. Chikrach answers jich pa vo daj le chud. I cry to the Lord with my voice, and he answers me out of his holy hill. On the planet where I live, a recent news item concerns a scientific study of prayer. Perhaps this news has reached your world as well. It's of interest to me because I'd always encourage study and use of prayer. I've even written some programs to assist dedicated prayer warriors to pursue that. Now, some find the current report distressing, as it suggests that prayer, at least in the precise definitions of the study, did not assist healing, or even seem to slow it in some cases. Yet this shouldn't be too surprising. It was a very narrowly focused study, and it only proved something most believers should know. Prayer isn't magic. As Easton's Bible Dictionary describes it, prayer is conversation with God, the intercourse of the soul with God, not in contemplation or meditation, but in direct address to Him. Prayer may be oral or mental, occasional or constant, or formal. It is a beseeching the Lord, pouring out the soul before the Lord, praying and crying to heaven, seeking unto God and making supplication, drawing near to God, bowing the knees. Those who pray are part of a personal conversation that assumes an ongoing relationship, and it ought not be surprising that this is hard to measure. In this verse, we hear prayer expressed in the word cry. This is shach in Klingon, an uncommon word which we don't see too often. It may even mean to weep. The dictionary isn't too clear. The Hebrew word kara is very common, nearly 700 times in the Bible. It's a primitive root, meaning simply to call out. This may be closer to the Klingon word jach, which means scream, cry out, shout, yell. The idea is clear. A call, communication is made for help, and equally clear, he answers me out of his holy hill. God will respond. In this case, it's clear that the response is help. But despite the strong biblical promise of answered prayer, we should know that this is no magic wand, as Paul reminds us when he speaks of seeking and not receiving healing. God has said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may rest on me." But why can't a scientist measure the effectiveness of prayer? A Klingon might put this in military terms. Of course, what wouldn't they put in military terms? It's a matter of SIGINT, signals intelligence. Intelligence information gathered from communications intelligence, or electronics intelligence, or telemetry intelligence. Traditionally, SIGINT is gathered, and if possible deciphered, to gain information about one's enemy's plans. But when one is not able to understand the messages, traffic analysis is used. In a military context, traffic analysis is usually performed by a signals intelligence agency and can be a source of information about the intentions and actions of the enemy by observing the patterns of communication, even without being able to discern the meaning. We can't see the prayers and the responses over the years of the faithful, but no one can deny that believers in every age have relied on prayer to, as Paul put it, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the reason to do this is not to get exactly what we ask for, but reading the full verse, we see that Paul is pointing out to us that prayer establishes a relationship of trust. He says, "In nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication or petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." in terms of traffic analysis. We can see over the eons that believers have indeed found prayer a means of pouring out their hearts to God, and that over the centuries, prayer has been foundational to a life of faith. Jichshakdach jokatlej vijroch jerach answers jichpavod dajlechud. I cry to the Lord with my voice, and he answers me out of his holy hill. Cry out to him today. He will answer.
This has been Joel Anderson with a Klingon word from the Word. For more about the Klingon language version, please visit klv.mrklingon.org. For links to past shows, as well as other podcasts of interest, please visit klingonword.org. If you've got any questions or comments, send them to me, joel@klingonword.org. If you enjoyed this show, tell a friend. And please vote for the show on podcastalley.com. You'll find links on the show notes page. For more podcasts of interest, please visit godcast.org and the new StarQuest podcast network at sqpn.com. For daily scripture podcast, check out The Whole Truth and Verbum Domini. You'll find links at klingonword.org. The KLV is a relexification of the World English Bible, which is spiritual freeware. Please visit ebible.org to find out how you can download free text and audio versions of the World English Bible. Thanks for listening.